This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 2nd July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm summer night blankets Israel with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Perfect for an evening stroll or dining outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, Iran announces talks in Doha have concluded, focusing on frozen funds, Lebanon, and the battle for Hormuz. This report came in earlier today. Also, from Israel Hayom, families return to the last picture of their loved ones. This comes 1,000 days after October 7th. Also this hour, Ynet reports Israel marks 1,000 days since October 7th with protests, exhibits, and a mass rally. This was reported just minutes ago. Separately, the Jerusalem Post says the Maccabiah opening ceremony kicked off in Jerusalem. Thousands of athletes attended earlier today. And finally, I-24 News reports Israel and the U.S. signed an agreement for a permanent Jerusalem embassy compound. This development was noted in earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted just minutes ago that parties in Qatar agreed to continue talks after Iran's supreme leader's funeral. Ynet Global posted earlier today about Israel marking 1,000 days since October 7th with a series of commemorative events. Yoni Mishani, an analyst and commentator, expressed concern about the value placed on Jewish lives in a post from earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's talks in Doha, Walla reports that the meeting focused on using frozen assets to purchase goods, highlighting regional tensions. The deputy minister noted that part of the $6 billion in frozen assets would be utilized. The outcome may influence regional stability and economic conditions. Turning to the emotional remembrance, Israel Hayom details how families are engaging with the Last Picture Project. This initiative, 1,000 days after the tragic events, offers solace and a means to honor their loved ones. It underscores the lasting impact of the loss on families. Meanwhile, Ynet emphasizes the significance of marking 1,000 days since the Hamas attack. The day began with protests and memorials, reflecting the ongoing healing process for many. These events serve as both a remembrance and a call for continued resilience and unity. In Jerusalem, the Maccabiah opening ceremony brought athletes from around the world together. According to the Jerusalem Post, President Herzog and Prime Minister Netanyahu welcomed the participants warmly. This event strengthens cultural ties and showcases Israel's role in the global Jewish community. And regarding the embassy agreement, I-24 News highlights the formalization of land allocation at the Allenby site. This marks a new phase in the U.S. embassy relocation process, reinforcing diplomatic ties between the two nations. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports Israel has frozen 37 crypto wallets linked to the IRGC and used for funding Hezbollah. The move affects over 24 million shekels in cryptocurrency. Separately, CTech covered insights from the Microsoft AI tour in Tel Aviv. Amiram Shachar, CEO of Upwind, discussed how AI agents are reshaping the cyber landscape. And finally, from Globes, Wix rival Elementor plans to lay off 10,000 employees. This reflects challenges in the competitive tech industry as AI impacts business models. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.